The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to the final program of the week, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Through the week, I have been discussing this matter of the new species, the Homo sapiens being changed into Homo Borg genesis. A new species. And there was an article, ProjectCamelot.com, ProjectCamelotPortal.com. I'm going to read a little bit out of it. It flows with what I have been presenting for the last few days. And this was October 5th, just a few days ago. For the past few years, I don't know what his name is. Yeah, well, it's an article is by Kerry Cassidy. For the past few days, I have been doing shows and writing articles warning people of the transhuman agenda. Now they have come up with a term, Homo Borg Genesis. It's a deep state name for jabbed humans. They are building an army of androids / cyborgs. I have been explaining for years that the jab COVID bioweapon links humans to the Borg. Now, because there is a trial taking place, people are suddenly becoming aware of this. And in a little bit, I will read an article by Mike Adams talking about the campaign once again to trick people into taking the vaccination. Now, according to David Martin, he has shown that this plan goes back decades. And the patents that have gone back into the early 90s and predictive programming in film and television have shown that the plan has gone back for decades before that. And he says that it's Lucifer's satanic rebellion against mankind. And I agree. He said, "This is a brave new world. We are already a part of it." As I have described, I'm quoting David Martin, I'm not sure if that's David Martin or if that is Kerry Cassidy. Either way, the quote is this. "As I have described, based on many years of investigation, the rollout of the transhuman agenda and now the use of nanographene oxide coupled with spike proteins and other hidden ingredients, mRNA, is present in the various, different vaccines, these bioweapons that have been unleashed on humanity." Dr. David Adair is an expert on AI and has said in a recent interview that spike protein, which attaches itself to nanographene oxide, provides a foundation to transform the human body from carbon to silicone. this concoction has for years prior to the so-called vax and PCR tests have been put into our food, water, chemtrails. I'm glad that he mentions the vaccination and the PCR tests, the swab up the nose. And it's the swabs up the nose doing the same effect as the vaccinations. They're cloning technology. It's been put into their food, water, the chemtrails, including our clothing and air that we breathe. It acts as a terraforming agent. So insidious and hidden that it only became widely known once the vaccine program via Warp Speed and Big Pharma was launched. That is when it became known. The vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna use mRNA to fight COVID-19. When these vaccines were rolled out, it was the first time that mRNA was used on humans in vaccine technology. While the concept is new to the public, the research has been around since the early 1990s. So, yesterday and day before yesterday, I think as far back as Tuesday, I had talked about the government, the Department of Defense, has used this technology of cloning starting in 2005 on men in the military. They come in, they give them groupings of vaccinations, and this is when they began to experiment on individuals, because once you're in the military, you're owned by the government, and you can be experimented on. Remember Tuskegee with the black people with syphilis? Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Call out the instigators, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right. And you
The campaign to vaccinate or jab every human being in the world has begun. The reason I say that is because it says at the end of the world, mankind would once again have their DNA changed. During the time of Noah, the DNA of mankind, up to that point, had been contaminated with the DNA of half-human, half-angelic individuals, or DNA called Nephilim. And the whole world, except for eight people, Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives, they are the only individuals that had uncontaminated DNA. And God started over once again with those eight individuals. But the strategy of Lucifer has never changed. The strategy, like Christ said himself, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. This is not a religious program, and I don't present religion in the sense of religion. This is just history. But you have to use the Bible because it is accurate documentation of what happened in the past. And to understand what is happening today, you have to look the world. We have to view things from the point and perspective of the Bible and the spiritual knowledge and the understanding of spiritual things in the Bible. This is the only way you can people can understand what is happening. Christ said that it was as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. At Christ's return, his first coming, he came as a child. His second coming, he comes as a king. And at the second coming, once again, mankind, the DNA, would be contaminated. This is exactly what has begun to happen once the vaccinations were, the program began after the COVID-19 virus was loosed on the world. This program is not going to stop. They're going to intensify the propaganda to deceive people into believing that these vaccinations are being given to individuals for the sake of stopping a deadly virus. That is not the purpose. The purpose is to take you as a Homo sapien, to change your DNA, to make you another species. It's very sinister. Once you become another species, you can, and you watch what the laws are going to, in the future already, the laws will state that if you took Moderna batches or Pfizer batches of the vaccine or whoever created or made the jab, the swabs and the technology on the swab, that you have been contaminated with that technology, and whoever owns the patent for that technology, and it could be that you have been given, let's say, Pfizer vaccination or a Moderna or different pharmaceutical companies. You could be owned by two or three different pharmaceutical companies. Your body will be theirs. You'll be owned by them because you have been infected with their technology. I had read a little bit from a podcast with Dr. Jane Ruby and the attorney Todd Callender, and in that program they were talking about how the pharmaceutical companies are going to pretty much eventually claim you as their property, and they will be able to basically, I don't know, they're going to use you to test you to see what, how effective their vaccinations were, how they changed you, how quickly. Some have died right after taking the vaccination. They died quickly. Others, it took them a week, a month, 6 weeks, half a year. Others, a year down the road, a year and a half down the road, are now starting to die. Those that are still alive are beginning to grow extra appendages. I had talked about a guy that had been in the military. They had given him all these shots, and he's starting to grow something on the outside of each elbow and something on the knuckle, his thumb knuckle, as it joins to the hand. He's growing something additional. Appendages? Well, and his eyes are no longer round. They are beginning to, like a cat or a snake, his eyes are vertical, up and down, slits. Who knows what this stuff is going to do? But Christ did say that at the end of the world, in the last decade especially, the last decade, I say we are in the last decade, there are too many signs. The war in Ukraine, the undeclared war against the United States against Russia, it's undeclared, but it's nevertheless a war. The wars have begun. These are no longer the talk of wars. These are the final wars that have begun. Down the road, maybe 8-9 years, we're going to have Armageddon. I always present this to this audience, and maybe to the new audience that might be listening in today. The Pentagon in this country, the military leaders in this country, the military leaders of China, of Russia, of Germany, of all the nations, they study the book of Revelation. They study to see what it says about the coming wars, especially the war of Armageddon. That's the one that they're very interested in. I believe Xi Jinping and the Chinese leaders have studied the book of Revelation, and they know that there will come a time when they are to prepare their nation to go west to Armageddon. I believe that Xi Jinping is that individual that is the perfect president or whatever it is of China, leader of China, and I believe that he is the diplomat leader that is basically sending messages to all of the Asian sisters that they don't want to tie themselves into America. They don't want to tie themselves into the West because they're going to be betrayed. And I think Xi Jinping diplomatically is really moving forward with the Asian sisters, though the United States still invest vast amounts of money and military and aid to these countries. Eventually, America is going to betray them. Xi Jinping, this man knows, and he studied Chairman Mao. I've talked about this also in the past. He is more communist than Chairman Mao. He is pure communist. If there can be a pure communism, this man is communism that is absolutely, pure, 100% pure communism. They will hate the West. They will not. Have remembered what was done to them by the British and the Americans. They didn't forget, and they have already begun the campaign. They figure by 2049, it will be their 100-year anniversary. since Chairman Mao came into power. And by that time, 2049, they believe they will be the hegemonic rulers of the world. There are too many signs to show we are at the end of the world. And this matter of changing human Homo sapien to Homo Borg Genesis, this is the military term. This is a campaign that is not going to stop. It is not going to end. In the Western world, the Institute of the NIH, the World Health Organization, these people in the occult, the Luciferians, they want to change every human being and defy God Himself. God created man perfect, though man would die. Still, man had a immune system that was able to fight off diseases. But not this time. You're not going to be able to fight off what they're doing in this cloning project, in this changing the DNA project. This is a sign of the end of the world. You may not want to hear that. You may not want to believe it. It is just one of the signs. In this vaccinations, in these batches of whatever it is that they are injecting into people, there isn't just the species that were created in the Garden of Eden that are being injected in people. There are two other things that are being injected that they're finding. One is these creatures in the time of Noah that were half angel and half human, called Nephilim. They have taken the DNA from some of these creatures and some of the batches of the vaccinations have been injected into people also. So not only do you have maybe DNA of a fly or a mouse or a bear or whatever, you also have the DNA of something that was half angel. Then they also found the pre-Adamic creatures known as Neanderthal man before Adam, thousands of years before, maybe hundreds of thousands of years before Adam. There was another civilization of what we would call civilization. They had consciousness. They had consciousness of the God of heaven. They had consciousness of good and evil. And whatever that pre-Adamic race was, they've taken some of these creatures and they've taken the DNA out of them. Some of that DNA has also been put in some of these batches. So there are people walking around with half angel, half angelic DNA and Neanderthal DNA. There is a theologian, Walter Martin. He was the original Bible answer man. He believed that they were doing cloning on the civilizations or whatever these creatures were before the time of Adam. He believed there was already that technology clear back then, 10,000, 20,000, 40,000 years ago, and they were back then cloning creatures. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'm the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the rise of the New World Order, secret societies, New World religion, weather warfare, and international wars. Right here on KHNC AM 1360.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
So we are at the end of the world. So you're only talking about two things. Excuse me, the coming wars that have begun. They're never going to stop. They're only going to intensify. They're only going to increase. The matter of, will the people of the nations be able, through the laws in their lands, in their nations, through the Constitution in this country, stop this program of changing Homo sapien to a new species? No. No. This is the beginning of it. It's going to intensify. There's a campaign presently to, this is the media campaign in this country. And the article that I was just reading out of naturalnews.com, and this is Mike Adams, and they're talking about, he's discussing how there is a more aggressive propaganda attempt, campaign, using screenwriters, comedians, church leaders, black doctors, and influencers, all to push the vaccinations of the people of this country and the world. Now, in his document, this is the October 6th, yesterday, naturalnews.com. You can find it there, Mike Adams. And in their documentation that was made public, was found out and it was uncovered by Judicial Watch. And the name of it, Judicial Watch Uncovers Biden Administration Propaganda Plan to Push COVID Vaccine. And the press release It's 249 pages of records from the Department of Health and Human Services detailing extensive media plans for a propaganda campaign to push the COVID-19 vaccine. For the individuals that have had the vaccine, that have taken these shots or have had the jabs, or not the jabs, the swabs, it's cloning experiment, it's cloning technology. Your DNA has been changed. You are not, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, if you are a true born-again individual, you have not lost your salvation. This affects the physical body. It doesn't affect your human spirit. It doesn't affect you spiritually. Well, in these vaccinations, there is something in it where people have received these vaccinations and they lose all sense of God. They feel that God has abandoned them. Well, in this technology also, they, as they make these batches, I do know they have people, priests in the occult, that pray over these vaccinations, and they send spiritual things with the vaccinations. Does that mean that every single person is going to be affected spiritually by these inoculations? No. Some? Yes. It's already proven. The Pfizer, they had to stop giving the Pfizer shots when some people were complaining that they were losing knowledge of God, a spirituality toward God and a love for God. It is documented. You don't have to believe me. It's documented. And the Department of, DARPA and the MK Ultra programs, they document that they have ways in which they can take individuals and take spirits, demons, and put demons into people. It's documented. You don't have to believe me. You go on in search engines, forget Google, and you'll find articles like this. So Judicial Watch, they have started a mass campaign. And here are the people that they're sending these packages of propaganda and how they present it to their audiences. The entertainment, talent, and management services agencies, to all media companies and show producers. There's an outreach to major culture event producers. This campaign, listen to me, those that have already received it, receive no more. Don't hurt yourself. Don't do anything. You don't want to physically, bring even more trauma to your health. This is my opinion. I'm presenting this to you from documentation that not just myself, thousands, tens of thousands of, this is, everywhere you read, you find people that are talking about what happened to them after they received the vaccinations. There was this comedian, and she gets up, and she's doing her routine, and she says right on the stage, well, Jesus Christ must love me because I had the vaccination, and I'm fine, and she got dizzy, she fell down, right there in front of the whole audience. They laughed because they thought she was joking. They carted her off. To the best of my knowledge, she died. You can't mock God. She gets a jab and she's standing up there laughing that Jesus must love me because I took the vaccination and I'm still alive. And boom. You know, Christ... I'm trying to remember in the book of Acts, it wasn't Christ, it was Peter. There was somebody that was tormented. I don't remember the story, but this person was inflicting himself with some kind of pain. And Peter basically said, I think it was Peter, Do thyself no harm. This is what the Holy Spirit says to you that have been already vaccinated. You can't change it. Their documentation says that you have a new technology in you that is changing your, that has changed your DNA. You are no longer considered to be Homo sapien. But the Holy Spirit says this, you can still receive Him. You still, your human spirit, the vacuum inside of you that contains only Christ, only the Spirit of Jesus Christ, of Yeshua, is still uncontaminated. You can receive Him and be saved. You're going to need His help. Everyone, you have the right to beseech God and pray that He will help you in whatever trials you may be going through. But at the same time, you can do thyself no harm. The Holy Spirit says, do thyself no harm. Don't hurt yourself. Don't believe the propaganda. Believe what the Bible says. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
Hi, Bob Cambron here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambron, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India, I tasted real chai, I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
There were voices down, they called it down. Thought I heard them say,
Well, I know what you're thinking. I must be coming from Hotel California. What I'm talking about, what I'm presenting, is real, is true. What is happening in the world, just what is happening with these vaccinations and how it is changing people at the DNA level, is real. It is not a myth. It is documented by the military, the Department of Defense, by the pharmaceutical companies. It is real. It is no joke. It is changing people. This is what happened in the time of Noah, and God destroyed the whole world. It is happening again today, presently. It is changing the people of the world. But the Bible does say also that not everybody will be infected with it. And even if you are, you can still be born again. You can still be saved. If you're a Christian, you still are saved. It doesn't affect your eternal salvation. It will just affect you physically. It will affect you emotionally because of the terror, the horror, like the gentleman that's growing extra appendages on his elbows and his extra appendages on his knuckles, on his thumb, where it joins to the hand. I don't know what type of torment and horror this man is going through. It will affect you psychologically. This is why prayer, asking the God of heaven, asking his son Jesus Christ to help you through whatever you're going through. It's going to take prayer. You can do things naturally as far as vitamins, nutrients, things of this nature to keep you healthy. And it's going to hurt your, it's destroying your immune system. But still, there are things that can be done. It's just, I've seen some videos on things. I should have written things down to present some of it to you. But the Bible does say that with the children of Israel, the Jewish people, in chapter 7 of Revelation, it talks about the 12 tribes of Israel, and there are going to be 12,000 individuals from each of the 12 tribes. It will be 144,000 total that will not be contaminated from the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They will not be contaminated. This is an act of God. God is telling the world that these individuals will be and go into the millennial kingdom with Christ uncontaminated with these viruses, with these, what's in the vaccinations, with this DNA altering material or products or technology. But the campaign, you see, Satan is running out of time. Lucifer is running out of time. And the strategy is to move as quickly as possible. Lucifer knows, according to the Bible, he's going to lose the war. And the children that serve him, they also know that they're going to lose the war. They're vindictive. They will take as many people with them as they possibly can. That is the nature of the devil. And these children that worship him, that is their nature. They know they're going to die. They know they're going to be punished. But they want to inflict as much harm, torment, evil upon the world as they possibly can with the breath that they still have and the minutes and the hours and the days that they still have. I'm going to go on with some of the other these packets are being sent to. Some of the packets are sent with question and answer videos to black doctors. black doctors discussing the vaccines, how they work, and why the public should get vaccinated. There's a request that Tom Brady create a video with his parents encouraging vaccination. They want to create custom partnerships with the social media platforms with algorithms to hit the audience. They're trying to launching Hollywood comedy writers to do video content. They're working with YouTube on an original special about vaccinations targeted. The target is young people. This is a propaganda campaign, the lie. Speaking the lie, not the truth. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back to finish out Friday's program.
At Off-Road Automotive, they offer a wide range of used automobiles for all your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit? No problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Located off 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, right off Highway 85, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, we'll finish out the program for this week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. On Sunday from 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, the podcast for the programs, and the programs through the week and on the weekend are archived on 1360KHNC.com. So join me on Sunday, again, 9 to noon. So I'll finish out with a few more of these engagement packages. The propaganda package is sent to different throughout the whole country. Now they're sending another one to Instagram. They're told to work with Instagram to produce a series about vaccines. And Instagram is the largest social media account in the world, supposedly 387 million followers. That is quite a campaign. That is quite an audience to brainwash, to lie to. And people, they don't have the discernment. They don't study what this is all about. Major TikTok, and also requested TikTok, Snap, chat, Instagram influences, also to create videos of themselves being vaccinated. The ones that die, they get the vaccination and start vomiting and fall over dead. They're not going to put them on, I promise you. And the thing is, those that do get vaccinated may not be actually getting the real jab. They may be getting saline solution. These people are cunning. These people are lying to the... They're not going to put anybody on there and give them a true jab. No way. It's going to be vaccines. You know, it's going to be water. And all of the rulers of the world, the rich men of the world, these people are not being vaccinated with vaccinations. The military leaders, the presidents, the prime ministers of the nations are not being vaccinated with this stuff. But we, the common man, the poor, the needy, are being vaccinated because these groups are the ones that are supposedly destroying the planet. Useless eaters. No. The great love of God is upon these people. These are the cream of the world, these type of people, because they fear God. I would say, if you don't fear God, it says in the Proverbs, a foolish man says that there's no God. You better fear God. We're in that time where God needs to be feared. Now, also they're requesting a vaccination special on Christian Broadcasting Network. Now this one, I want to see the evangelical leaders that will go along with this program. If they go along with it, you can be assured they are apostate. They don't study. They don't know what is happening in the world. Then also, they're going to request that major TV, live TV entertainment shows, they also are vaccinated on the air. Again, water. Well, Jesus said that He is the Prince of Peace. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. May you have peace over tonight. Have peace tonight. Have peace over the weekend. Be well. Talk to you on Monday. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. 1360KHSE.com for podcasts.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality. 970-825-9305.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.